Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. Coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, by the way. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. With fees of less than a penny per transaction, Dash is made for spending. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized MEA protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org. It was a weekend unlike any other. Because we had the Super Bowl over the weekend.
Somehow world champions, only American teams.
Yes. Well, somehow. That's how good we are. With that deterrence, the strength that we have in football has deterred everyone else from doing.
Well, there's a Canadian league, but.
They don't count. That doesn't matter. That's the minor league team. We all know that. Anyway, there was a Super Bowl over the weekend, and turns out I was wrong.
In the middle of an Usher concert.
That was weird.
Yeah.
But they throw this football on both sides of the Usher concert. What's up with that?
Doesn't make any sense.
Hey, you know what? A guy has to admit when he's wrong. And I told everyone that there was not a deep state conspiracy to make sure that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in order to sway the election for Joe Biden. But, I mean, what are you going to do? Turns out the whole thing was true, you know? So what do you...
Did Joe Biden really?
Well, I mean, an intern posted this.
That's really funny.
Sure. We're looking at the post from last night with the dark Brandon, the glowing eyes, and the Joe Biden Twitter account, X account, saying just like we drew it up.
That's actually really funny. I didn't see that.
It's got so many. Last time I looked at it, it had 128 million views on this post.
That's really funny.
I mean, it was kind of a smart post from whoever posted it because it did get a lot of views. And it kind of made fun of the conspiracy theorists
out
there.
Great.
But I was rooting for the 49ers. I'm not going to lie. So I could come in here today and make fun of everyone who talked about there being this crazy deep state conspiracy or even an NFL conspiracy. Of course, that could have just been to get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. You got the viewers at that point. It doesn't matter if they win. But the conspiracy theorists, I wanted to come in here and talk about how, well, what are you going to say now? What are you going to say now that they lost your entire theory? Your entire theory has crumbled before your eyes. And it just didn't happen. It turns out I was completely wrong.
The conspiracy theory is alive and well.
I know. What are you going to do about it?
Now, what if Taylor Swift comes out and endorses Michelle Obama?
That's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Fine if she does that. If I were them, I would jokingly go ahead and endorse Joe Biden today just to troll everyone.
Yeah.
But be honest, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether or not they do that at all. This interesting moment I thought was gross during the Super Bowl, except for I hate Andy Reid because he coached the Eagles for a long time. But
really good coach.
You know, saw the whole thing where Travis Kelce goes up there and bumps into 65-year-old Andy Reid almost. Topples him over.
My girlfriend's here.
So, that was a weird moment. I don't have to play the video. Most people have seen
making
it.
Making me look like a Super Bowl loser.
There's been some pretty great memes from this whole thing so far. So I guess we at least got a good meme moment. But this is one of the reasons that I just don't like the Chiefs. And I'm extremely disappointed that they won.
I actually did not think that it would be as defensive as it was. I was actually surprised. Yeah, I knew
it was a nice game.
I knew... By the way, defense wins championships.
It does.
And
I knew
that they were both good defenses, and Kansas City actually had a legit defense this year compared to previous years that they've won. But at the same time, I did not expect it to be that low scoring. I honestly expected it to be a bit higher.
Yeah.
But both defenses did a great job.
Can I take a second to still make fun of people who were actually still putting this conspiracy theory out here after this happened?
Yeah, let's do it.
Even though, I mean, we're talking football here for a minute, okay? I get it. It's a political podcast, but there were a lot of conspiracies around this, and it's important to talk
Booze
about
balls.
Them when
Booze
it's possible.
Balls for the devil.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mama said, I know.
Yeah. Somewhere in here is the Antichrist, we know, because they're playing foosball on TV.
There was this moment during the game where on the screen it said that it was first and 10 and Patrick Mahomes runs and gets like a yard or two. And then they say that he got a first down after that, even though the guys are saying it should have been second and 8 or whatever. They actually think that they tried to pull one over on 100 million people that were watching the game and magically gave them another first down. This has almost 4 million views and tons of retweets on it. And that's how I just get a little bit bothered
but
when crazy stuff spreads.
Goes to show, Nate, is you're not very good at Twitter anymore.
I know.
Videos like this get 4 million views. What do our videos get?
Not 4 million.
Yeah.
It's less than that. They say, was the NFL Super Bowl rigged? Many Americans think so, and here's some proof. Wouldn't be surprising, would it? And this is where they think that they somehow just gave them a first down after a 1 or 2 yard play. And
it
that's how easy
like,
it is.
It was actually like third and inches.
But look at all the, there's so many people standing around in this room, and they're all just convinced that that's what just happened, and these people vote.
And what is the problem? See, officer, second down?
One. 2 second. 7 second and 8.
Oh, first and 10! First and 10 again! What? I thought it was the whole one that caught that. I texted you, and you said,
I thought I was the only one that caught that. He didn't catch.
And he texted Q.
Yeah.
Man, I texted Q just to double check my double vision eyesight.
He didn't catch here on the
seeing
field.
Whether or not my sister said I was cross-eyed when I was younger. And I said, Tori, you're a liar. I saw that second first down he made. The conspiracy's alive and well.
This is all Joe Biden in the deep.
Tori.
State. That's all it is. Right there on the field it says 3, which means it was third down still when this happened.
That's kind of blurry, Nate. Can you
thing,
enhance
I
that?
I can't because the camera was moving at that time.
Producer, so. Can the producer enhance
3.
That?
It was wrong on the TV. It was actually still third down at this time. But millions of people are convinced that this is part of some kind of conspiracy to make sure that the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. That way, Joe Biden gets an endorsement from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
When Travis Kelce marries Taylor Swift.
Let me just hit the enhance button. Doop, 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 doop. No, that didn't make it any better. No. It just gets blurrier. That's weird.
Huh.
Okay. Anyhow, I wanted to show a couple commercials. We don't have to talk politics the entire time, Charlie.
This is our show.
I don't know why you're mad that
we make it up as we go.
Want to show our favorite commercials, okay?
I got to go off on one of the commercials, by the way.
Which
actually,
one?
It's the reaction to the commercials.
Which one?
The one where Jesus washes
the
feet.
Foot wash. I didn't bring the foot washing station in here today.
That's fine. There's a lot of people on TikTok upset about it.
Yeah.
Saying it's not real Christian.
Yeah.
And they're offended by this ad. And I got something to say to these folks.
I'll be ready for you. Let's laugh for a minute with a couple things before Charlie goes all whatever you're going to do. What are you going to do? Go hard Christian?
I think.
Soft Christian.
I'm still thinking about Q and his, I don't know, his cousin.
Let's see what we got here.
Cousin Eddie.
Now, as great as this looks like the video for that Weapon of Choice video that he's in, there's a couple parts where they throw back to the Weapon of Choice video where Christopher Walken does the dance. You know, it's pretty cool.
Nice ride.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course, enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Thanks. Your dog's so cute. Mm. Ooh, so adorable. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. We both know it's the man. Thanks, close.
You know, you look nice.
With that?
Hello, Mr. Walken. Does this table work for you?
It makes me feel like we could do Christopher Walken impressions every now and then. Mm-hmm. I think there might be a formula for it.
And be
okay. So that's pretty, and I did like that they have. That was pretty good. I liked it. Then they had Usher do this Weapon of Choice move right there. See that little Christopher Walken dance out of the hotel right there? That was cool. I like seeing
Usher wore a glove the whole time.
Normal commercials.
For and Michael Jackson.
I thought this one was hilarious.
I don't think you should do this. Last year she came to my work. Now I gotta show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck, the track.
What up, Bronx? For your consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre. The Dumb Kings. Touchdown, Tommy on them keys.
Player coach.
You got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner.
Sometimes it's really hard to be your friend.
You said you were there to support me.
Dumb Kings.
Why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking
me?
How do you like them donuts? I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we going
to
be on the album?
We talked about this.
Let's go.
I like that one.
Goodbye.
I was happy about that. Now, you are upset about one, I guess.
I am, yeah.
But you're the opposite version of upset. You're upset at people that are upset about it?
I really liked the commercial.
You did?
I thought it was good.
I thought it was blasphemous myself.
There are a lot of people who do think it's blasphemous.
I don't think Jesus is just going to wash your foot on the way in to get an abortion or anything.
No, he would, actually.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he would. Just like
he probably would say something.
You want to know how I know that? You want to know how I know that? Because Jesus washed Judas's feet knowing he would betray him the next day.
I'm not sure that was a smart move. I'm just saying, it didn't work out well.
Jesus washed Judas's feet knowing he would betray him the next day, knowing that he would sell out his savior for a few shekels of coin.
Got this piece of glitter right here on your eye, and it's throwing me off this entire time.
Is the camera getting
it? All kind of sparkly.
Is the camera getting it?
I don't know if it's showing up
on the
camera.
That was my Super Bowl makeup.
It's all I can see.
That was my...
That's all I can see is this piece of glitter underneath
I hugged eye. Travis Kelce in his jumpsuit before
it's nice.
He...
It looks nice.
Did you see Travis Kelce's jumpsuit?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's on camera. No, it's not.
I hugged Travis Kelce before he went to the Super Bowl, and he had that glitter jumpsuit, the black glitter jumpsuit.
I got you.
Kind of like a chick with a beard.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah. So you're saying people should just do whatever they want.
That's what happened. No, that's not what I'm saying. No, but what I'm saying is here's the problem with the church, okay? People become Christians, and then they become holier than thou.
That's true.
As if, and they cast all this judgment on people like, oh, I'm not washing your feet because you're gay, or I'm not washing your feet because you're homosexuals.
You said same gay. Thing. I thought you said because you're a guy. That was just an extremely...
Not washing your feet because you cuss at your mother.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, like... That's not the story of the gospel.
I got you.
The story of the gospel is it's not your job to judge people into righteousness and salvation. That doesn't work, by the way. It's your job to love people regardless, and their relationship with Jesus is up to them. It's up for God to change their heart.
Yeah.
Not for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you associate with these people all the time, or you hang out with them all the time, or you allow them to influence your life in any certain way. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we're called, Jesus said the two greatest commandments are love God, love people. He didn't say love people who follow me. He didn't say love people who are sinless.
Serious question.
He didn't say, and also, here's the other thing. Christians act as if once they're saved, they sin no more. You're telling me that you got saved and you didn't sin no more. You didn't tell another lie. You didn't do something else that would keep you out of heaven, by the way, if you weren't covered by the blood of Jesus. And the fact that not only did he wash your feet, he washed you in his blood.
It makes me
so mad that these Christians are coming out on TikTok. I see them all over TikTok. But this is heresy. This is blasphemy. This organization is spreading mistruth and misguidance. No, it's not.
It's misinformation.
It's not misinformation.
Fake news.
No, it's actually, that is the real truth.
It's disinformation.
That is the real gospel, which is we are called to love people. You're called to go and love, regardless of what someone else is doing in their life. That's not up to you. That's between that person and God. And I'm not saying you can't say that someone's wrong and you can't call someone out. You can't say like, hey, Nate, I love you, and I think you should tell the truth and not lie because I love you. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? But when I say, I'm not going to wash your feet because you're not one of my followers. And all these people were like, oh, well, all he did was wash his disciples' feet. You know? He washed his followers' feet. No, Jesus lived a life of service. Mom, that's exactly what Christians sound like.
I have to interrupt this program to remind everyone to go to GodHatesFeds.com to get your very own God Hates Feds t-shirt. It's a great shirt. It's a really great shirt. You want to go to GodHatesFeds.com.
Yeah. The other thing that rubs my biscuits inward, okay?
Inward?
You want to know what that is? All the white supremacy I saw on the halftime show.
Full of white supremacy.
There's nothing but the KKK on stage. America. By the way, people don't get our sarcasm at all.
Can't get ahead.
I was arguing with people on TikTok about our Tesla video. Yeah. People thought we were hating on Tesla. I'm like, watch the video. Just watch the video. Obvious that we're being sarcastic. We laugh in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, Nate, told a funny joke.
I cut out the part where we said that it was just a software update, so it kind of sounded like we were actually saying people had to take their cars in. But
and by the way, I'm being sarcastic. I just, in a world where America is full of white supremacy, patriarchal hate,
mm-hmm.
and we had an entire Super Bowl halftime show, much like last year.
Yeah.
I think I saw two white people, two white dancers on female. Two white female dancers on stage the entire halftime show.
I don't sit there and count colors like you.
And my thing is, I wouldn't have if it wouldn't have been for this narrative.
This day and age.
I know. And here I am sitting there being like, wow, there aren't many white. I don't feel represented.
You were sitting there thinking,
I didn't feel represented during the halftime show.
Charlie's watching this thinking, look at all these black people. It's like all the overtaking. You can't even hear the music. You're just listening to... Look at all these black people.
I normally wouldn't care. I normally wouldn't care. But when they try to push the narrative that we're somehow a racist country, you're talking about literally the biggest game, the biggest stage in America. That's probably the biggest stage in a musician's life. I don't think
they had to pay for it, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they got to pay for it.
You have to pay for that?
Mm, they don't get paid to do it.
There's no way.
Look it up.
Are you serious?
Was that sure.
Pepsi making them do it? You think Apple Music?
I would look it up to fact check, but I have read about how it costs a ton of money, but it's amazing publicity for them.
Oh, well, yeah, you're in front of 150 million people at the same time.
Yeah.
For a 10-minute concert.
I think they have to pay for it.
Do you think Apple Music pays
the black
them?
People.
Aerosmith didn't.
No.
NSYNC didn't.
No, NSYNC didn't pay for it. No. The rich paid for it.
But 50
That's
Cent,
what it was.
50 Cent definitely paid for that.
Listen, going back to this whole foot washing thing, you know who got their foot washed on the way in the church yesterday? Was this lady who went into Joel Osteen's church and tried to kill a bunch of people.
Oh.
Did you know there was an attempted mass shooting?
No.
I didn't either. I just happened to come across it on X earlier. It's not that big of a story, I guess.
Let me clarify my point real quick.
Okay.
I enjoyed seeing black people on stage. I have nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with
that. Like it when they smile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the show was great. Now, Usher could have kept his shirt on, you know, so that, you know, all the ladies would have been better. They would have behaved better.
Yeah. You didn't like how much attention you weren't getting during that time.
No, I didn't really care.
Did
I'm talking
say
about
that's not what a real man looks like.
I'm talking about everyone else.
Yeah. You're like, that's Botox. It's not real.
Those are implants. Those abs are implants.
Those are explant titties. Okay. It's not what a real man looks like in
exactly,
his 40s.
Exactly. 50s almost.
He's 45. We look
45.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, exactly.
Anyhow,
no, all I'm saying is when the message, let me finish my point. Nathaniel Paul.
I'm pulling a U today.
When the
You're
message,
going on about something and I'm interrupting.
When the message is that America is inherently racist, the system is racist, it's all racist, the NFL owners are slave drivers, they're slave owners. That's what we saw last night was a battle between, you know, slaves going back and forth, making their owners a bunch of money. The biggest stage in America every year, the last couple of years now,
mm-hmm.
it's been mostly black people. I don't have a problem with that.
White people have a long history.
I only have
history.
A problem with them saying that America's racist, because clearly it's not.
white people have a long history of letting black people entertain them. I mean, that goes really far back. So I don't see anything changed.
And paying for it.
So, right. Yeah. Making them pay for it.
Yeah.
There was an attempted mass shooting yesterday. The lady got killed. She brought a kid with her and a AR-15, apparently, to church, which is an odd combination. But two off-duty cops who were doing security at the church killed her when she came in there. And I think opened fire. They took her out. And apparently the kid also got shot and is not in great condition. So that's not good either. Now, here's the interesting part. You're not seeing a lot about... Have you seen anything about this?
Nothing. This is the first I'm hearing.
I happened to come across this because I spent a long time scrolling today, and I just saw one person post about it. But a woman opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's... I've always said Osteen. I thought there was an L. 100%. 100%. Well, I got that wrong.
Joel
Osteen. Yeah. That's how I said. A mega church in Texas on Sunday afternoon. Before being shot and killed by off-duty police officers, the armed woman, who was between the ages of 30 and 35, entered the Lakewood Church in Houston just before 2 p.m. local time, alongside a five-year-old boy who was critically wounded in the shootout with police. A 57-year-old man who is not believed to be involved in the incident was also shot but is in stable condition, according to the police chief. So coming up, we're going to talk more about this topic, this shooting, which is just not getting any play on the news whatsoever. It's something that's going to be an afternoon story, maybe a day or two on the right-wing news sites, and then it's just going to be gone. And you got to ask your question, you know, why is that? Why is the media not jumping on this story? It's clearly obvious. They have a specific shooter that they want to present to people. And of course, in this case, they'll focus more on mental illness and maybe someone was bullied or oppressed in some way, assuming that all of the information turns out to be true. And we'll talk more about that coming up. I want to make sure that everyone knows that Charlie and I have a podcast that we do every single day of the week when we want to, called Good Morning Liberty. I know when we're on the radio here at night or on the Free Talk Live podcast app, you know, we're Liberty at night, because Good Morning Liberty wouldn't make a lot of sense if you were listening to it at 7 p.m. at night, right? And so if you want to listen to us talking every single day of the week about whatever happens to be in the news and presenting that news from a libertarian, liberty-minded, small government perspective, and, you know, what should actually be done to solve these problems as opposed to what's actually being done right now, you know, actually changing things, then you want to go find Good Morning Liberty on your favorite podcast app or on YouTube or Rumble or Odyssey or whatever. We put up videos from each episode. We got 1,176 episodes on the channel right now. You can also hang out with us live every single day of the week in the Fed Haters Club. That's joingml.com. You get to go to the private Discord, and we go live every day, and we chat and talk back and forth with people. We'll talk more about this shooting coming right up.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. We've been talking about this shooting that happened over at the Joel Osteen Church. Of course, hardly anyone in the media is talking about that. We'll get back to that here in a second. I got to tell you for sure, you got to go check out our daily podcast. I know I just said that we're Liberty at Night, but you got to go check out our daily podcast, which is Good Morning Liberty. We do every single day of the week when we want to. We've got 1,176 episodes on your favorite podcast app. You can just type BernieLies.com into a browser, or you can go search Good Morning Liberty on your podcast app, of course. You can also go to joingmail.com to hang out with us in our private Discord channel every day of the week. And not to do too many suggestions here, but we also have a website you can check out if you want. It's called GodHatesFeds.com. That's where you can get a shirt that says God Hates Feds, or you can get Taxation is Theft, or you can get the Power Corrupt shirt, or the Answer to 1984, 1776, any of that stuff. GodHatesFeds.com. Other information here, apparently.
I wonder why no one's talking about this.
Apparently, this is the second story down. This is not the leading headline from all of the news organizations, but the shooter used an AR-15 that had Free Palestine written on the side of it. Free Palestine.
So Ilhan Omar is going to pay for inciting.
Yeah.
This violence.
Well, now there's more information coming out about the shooter, and I will caution everyone that the day after something happens, when news is first starting to break, you still got a free foot washing with this thing, by the way, when the news is just starting to break, you get a lot of misinformation and people run with things. The Free Palestine thing seems to be confirmed. This is from CNN, so I don't think CNN is just going to put Free Palestine in a random paragraph. If it hasn't at least been confirmed, they're already not going with that story very big. The other thing that you'll see from more right-wing leaning outlets like the Post-Millennial, that the shooter, as identified, is Genesi Marino, who also went by Jeffrey
Dahmer,
and appears to be potentially a transgender shooter.
Mm.
And also unconfirmed reports, because I saw it on X, and everyone just remember that I was not there, did not see it. I've seen some stuff on X about this, so don't base your life off of these facts or potential facts. Also happened to be Bernie Sanders supporter, had Free Palestine on the gun, and may or may not be transgender.
So Jeffrey before?
No, Jeffrey. Goes by Jeffrey now. So biological female.
Okay.
And you know what happens. Once you identify as a male, you're more likely to become a shooter after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because that's just how that happens. Go ahead and read some.
The individual who walked into Joel Osteen's Lakewood, Texas church on Sunday and pulled out a gun was identified as the person we just talked about. 36. Marino had a 4 or 5 year old child when entering the church wearing a trench coat. That's why we banned trench coat.
Mm-hmm. Can't have those.
Local news reports that multiple sources have said that Marino is suspected of being the armed woman who was killed at the church Sunday. Reports indicated that the shooter was female, but it has since been revealed that Marino was male. Marino was shot and killed by off-duty officers, mm-hmm. and the weapon was emblazoned with the slogan, quote, Free Palestine. Marino, however you want to say it, went by Jeffrey Marino and was from El Salvador. The child Marino brought to the church was shot and injured. The child remains in critical condition in a local hospital. Hopefully that child is okay.
Leave it to a Free Palestine person to bring a kid with them as a human shield.
From El Salvador.
That? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, was this person an illegal immigrant as well?
I had no idea. We don't even... I mean, I'm still 50-50.
Also, they're not talking about it because
the person.
The threat was taken down before they...
There wasn't a mass shooting.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's why it's not being talked about.
Because there were security guards there that were armed who saw a threat and neutralized the threat. Unfortunately, might have also hit a kid in the process. But what are you going to do? I don't know. So it's not a mass shooting. And that's why it's not going to be as big of a news story. And it seems like this person was a Free Palestine person, whatever you want to call those kind of protesters or activists or whatever they are. And so it's just not going to get the kind of play, as if the gun would have had a swastika on it or something like that. And it would have been a synagogue or a black church or whatever, you know, said MAGA, whatever. It would be wall to wall coverage right now. So that's just not, you're just not going to get the same play out of the media. I spent all morning of last night and all morning rounding up news for today, and almost didn't even see this story after spending a ton of time looking through the news. So,
all right, now back to the Super Bowl.
Let's get back to more important things in the news. Something else happened over the weekend.
Super Bowl, do you?
You know, no. I thought the halftime show was good.
It was good. Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory.
And I love that they brought out Alicia Keys. She started off a little rough, but then she got it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory that I have from, was it last year or the year before, that they did splice in a pre-recorded piece of video, in my opinion. Maybe not.
Because it was 7 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah, he's in the drop top, and what you see is him coming through there. No, when they first
it just
come
so
out,
happened to be at 7 o'clock.
When they come through with the roller skates, and you see the big moving motion shots and all that, following and tracking everyone. I get that they could do that, but when you're throwing together a show with like a 10-minute buffer time, it's my opinion that they pre-recorded that very quick moving motion shot following everyone on roller skates and cut that into the actual show because I don't
know. Even though they still did it live.
They still did it live, so they can still cut back to what's happening live. But I think you push in that pre-recorded spot before that.
Mm.
So I know there's my Super Bowl conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because I think I've seen it done before. I can't remember who, man, I can't think of a guy's name now. That I thought they did that for.
So what you're saying is Travis Kelce is gay.
I'll have to rewatch what I just said, but I could have said that. I could have said that.
That's your assertion.
Yeah, sure. That's what I just said. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You guys rewatch the tape if you want to figure that out. Okay, now we have to say one thing serious. We'll get to some political stuff real quick. Oh, yeah, and someone said it's all fake. All the music is fake. Like, no one's actually, I mean, they're playing their guitars, but that's a pre-recorded guitar. Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of let that out of the bag when they decided to protest and leave their guitars unplugged during their performance. You don't have time to mic up the amplifiers and stuff like that in the 10-15 minute window that you have and make it sound good enough for 100 million. You pre-record all that stuff, and then everyone's just playing to the music. That's how that happens. I'm sorry to burst everyone's bubble. I'm real sorry.
I put Travis Kelce's outfit in the show notes for you.
Only thing that was real was the vocals, unfortunately. So Trump over the weekend, Trump, he's running for president.
Yeah, look at the show notes while you go over this.
Okay. Do you want me to look at the show notes while I go over this?
Yeah.
We'll play a video, a 24-second video of Trump talking about Russia. You know, we had the whole Russia thing with Tucker come out and all that.
Oh, I heard about this. He said Russia can do whatever they want.
Well, He does a Trump thing where he starts off with like a good point where he should stick with the good point, and then he goes off on a Trump tangent and says real dumb stuff after that. Like, make it, well, we'll play the video and we'll talk about where the good point is, and
the
then
Trump
where
tangent.
It goes off of the Trump tangent rails pretty quickly.
They asked me that question. One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, "Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us?" I said, "You didn't pay? You're delinquent?" He said, "Yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills."
All right. He sounds like a mob boss in this video. Okay. I get it.
Even the accent.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. Straight up mobster. Mobster Trump right now. Now, the point that he's making, I think, is a valuable point in that people pay into NATO and they're supposed to have protection from all of Russia's aggression or anyone else who's going to invade a NATO country. And some people don't pay all the money into it. All right. Did you want me to show the Travis Kelce outfit?
So they're in delinquency.
There's the Travis Kelce outfit that Carly sent over to the podcast notes.
Now they're NATO bills with a collection agency.
So you send up a couple, tough guys over there to rough them up a little bit and give them the pay. Now, I think you can make a good point about how people that are in NATO should pay their fair share. And in this case, there's actually a percentage that they want people to pay, which is 2% of their GDP. There's a number that they're supposed to pay that they don't. And then they still get the protection. And then the U.S. ends up making up the difference, I guess, and we pay 3-something%. We pay more than whatever the target number is, which is 2%. And he's made this case in the past that it's not fair for American taxpayers. Now, that's all well and good. That's a good point. That doesn't mean that you would encourage Russia to do whatever they want. Those are different things. There's no reason to encourage a country to invade another country because these people aren't paying their bill. That
Paid
doesn't make
up.
Any sense. So that's where he kind of goes off the rails and says dumb stuff. Here's some stuff in the past here from Trump talking about this very same fact. Subject.
These grave security concerns are the same reason that I have been very, very direct with Secretary Stoltenberg and members of the alliance in saying that NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States. And many of these nations owe massive amounts of money from past years and not paying in those past years. Over the last...
Now notice he doesn't go on to say in front of all of these people that he would encourage Russia to invade their countries because they're not paying. Yeah. That's the part where, you know, you don't...
He'll send Trump Collections, new company he just started.
You don't have to go over the top so much, Trump, you know. And maybe could we be serious here for not be such a Trump shills here? Is he actually a terrible dude who thinks that Russia should invade these countries because they're not paying their fair share?
I don't know.
Your default position is no, right? That he doesn't actually think that they should invade these countries, right?
Right. Right.
I don't know why, but that's my default position as well.
Well, because that didn't happen during his presidency.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
He was still talking about this. And
I mean, Russia literally waited for him to get out of office before they went and invaded Ukraine.
Right.
There's something going on there. I don't know what it is. That's how deep the corruption went, was that it prevented war from happening,
exactly, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so we have the stuff from Trump. I did bring in, you know, some of the graphs that were going around and stuff. Looks like Poland, as of 2023, is paying the highest amount as a percentage of their GDP, 3.9%. We have 3.5%. But yeah, then you got, I mean, these people at 1.9, maybe you let them slide, but you give them a warning if they don't pay more by next weekend, you know.
Cut their phone bill off.
Yeah, you're going to come in there and start breaking some of their product on the shelves and stuff, hit their grandma with a baseball bat. I don't know what people do.
Maybe blow up a Nord Stream pipeline.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm not sure. So yeah, you got Netherlands, Norway, Denmark, Germany, Chechnya, Portugal, Italy, Canada, Slovenia, Spain, Belgium, Luxembourg, all this stuff that are just, they're not paying what you're even supposed to be paying. And I get the idea. Why is it that you can join this organization, not pay what you're supposed to pay, but then you still get the protection? Doesn't that mean that you either don't get the protection or you need to pay back all of your money that you owe towards this organization? Or, sidebar, the organization shouldn't exist in the first place. There's another option that we could have because it's freaking 2024, but whatever. Any other thoughts on this, Charlie? You think Trump's just a wild... clearly, he's going to start World War III.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I don't think we should have NATO, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might actually make it into this topic right here. We're only 33 minutes in. You didn't go hard enough on the foot washing stations. You know, we didn't spend enough time on that today.
I thought I went pretty hard on it.
Is that a brand of, like, a Jesus foot washing station that you could sell to people, you think?
Probably could, yeah.
Do that. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Just like you should bake the gays cake.
Yeah.
You know, if, like, you're called to love people.
Yeah.
That's it.
You've never washed my feet, though.
I will.
Okay.
I'll do it.
By the way, this will be in Dumb Leap of the Week, I'm sure, but the New York Times wants you to know that memory loss requires a careful diagnosis, scientists say. Mm-hmm. So some scientists have come out of the woodwork and said, hey, you know what they said about Joe Biden in that special report last week? You can't go as far as to say that he has memory loss.
Yeah.
Okay?
That guy was not a doctor.
No, that guy is not a doctor, and even though he watched him exhibit memory loss several times on very important things, he can't say that he had memory loss.
No.
I mean, the guy didn't put that he had dementia in the paperwork or anything. He didn't diagnose him with anything. And he also gave him an out. He said that the jury was unlikely to convict because they would easily convince the jury that he forgot what was going on.
He forgot his own name!
I went through... Oh... Yeah, I pulled this up here, too. Here's on the left side, memory loss requires careful diagnosis, scientists say, from the New York Times. On the right side, from the New York Times, Trump is mentally unfit, no exam needed.
No careful diagnosis.
Same. It's all fine. All fine. Wow, that's from 2019. So there's some stuff in here. While the report disparaged Mr. Biden's mental health, medical experts, you know, you got to trust the experts, on Friday noted that its judgments were not based on science. You know, you want to be basing things on science, and that its methods bore no resemblance to those that doctors use to assess possible cognitive impairment.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that he had Alzheimer's or something. He just said that he forgot so much stuff in the interview that he was likely going to come across as a guy that forgets a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a medical diagnosis or anything.
They say in its simplest form, the issue is one that doctors and family members have been dealing with for decades. How do you know when an episode of confusion or a memory lapse is part of a serious decline?
I don't know. Age.
I mean, you could watch the guy on TV for years and years and years. You know, I've seen him. I've seen Joe Biden talk more than I've seen my grandparents talk. You know, the diagnosis requires a battery of sophisticated and objective tests to probe several areas, different types of memory, language, executive function, problem solving, and spatial skills and attention. The tests determine if there's a medical condition, and if so, its nature and extent. He didn't say he had a medical condition, still. Forgetting an event doesn't necessarily mean there is a problem, said Dr. John Morris. So nothing to worry about here, Charlie, even though most people in the United States agree that Joe Biden is too old to be president. They're not experts in the matter. And as experts say that they're not going to look into it, but that no one else should talk about it either. So that's the thing. Anything else on this? You good?
No, but did you see someone sent us a message on Instagram that I thought was really funny?
No.
Joe Biden did a commercial on shrinkflation.
I did see that
commercial. Did you see
that? Yeah. I had that. I was going to bring it in. And the weird thing is with this whole shrinkflation thing is that's kind of what they've. So they didn't do the normal Super Bowl interview that happens, you know, like every year the president gets to do a normal Super Bowl interview, and he didn't do that. But we get this shrinkflation thing. And the sad part is even in the shrinkflation video, which is really weird, he still looks super old and like he's close to dying and doesn't make a lot of sense. And this
still
is
fumbles his words.
It's a pre-recorded thing that they shot. Who knows how many times? I don't know why he's in the movie theater. Why is he in the movie theater?
Did you notice he has a Ukraine flag pin?
American see that. Flag? Look at that. Here's Biden talking about shrinkflation.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. If you're anything like me, you like to be surrounded by a snack or two while watching the big game. You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller. A bag of chips is fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as
much. You know they had to put captions on this for a reason, you know.
By the way, that's like a 32-ounce Gatorade bottle. That's the same.
Big bottle. No, it's smaller.
It is?
Oh, I don't know. By the way, Turkey Hill, right? That's the best ice cream. I don't care who you are. Mm. That's the best stuff. All right, let's see what else he has to say.
Or is he saying the double stuff or not double stuff?
No, they're more like 1.5 stuff now.
Okay. How many rolls do you get?
I'm not sure.
Chips. But they're still charging it just as much as an ice cream lover.
Just as much.
This is a pre-recorded thing. It's 48 seconds long.
Just as much.
They had to put this like little jumpy music in the background to make it sound like he's alive. Still, this is the best they can do.
Yeah.
And they don't do the Super Bowl interview, which is an admission that he's too old. That if he wasn't too old, he would have done the interview. It's a free publicity for tens of millions at that time of people watching.
Sure, the NFL doesn't charge him for that?
They might charge him for it. I don't know. But where's that in this Joe Biden conspiracy? He didn't get the free interview. I guess he got the team to win that he wanted to win. He got Taylor Swift endorsement and all that. But this is the best they can do. It's nuts.
What makes me the most angry is that ice cream cartons have actually shrunk in size, but not in price. I've had enough of what they call shrinkflation. It's a ripoff. Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice. Give me a break. The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
God. Oh, God.
It's hard enough watching them live, but when it's a pre-recorded thing and I still get uncomfortable watching them talk, it's sad.
Well, this is unscientific, though, Nick.
I know. Okay. I'm not diagnosing them with anything. I'm saying personally... Anecdotally, I get uncomfortable watching this video. Mm-hmm. And now they're going after the shrinkflation thing because, yet again, they want to blame corporations for the increases in prices.
Which, by the way, they are doing that. If you notice, they are.
Of course they are.
You can tell. Some definitely chips. They're fewer ounces than mm-hmm. used to be for the same price or more.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's been happening. for a long time.
We're about to cut a 42-minute episode, and we're still going to charge people in the Fed Haters Club the same amount. In fact, it went up a little bit like 6 months ago. You know, and the episodes are getting shorter and shorter. Mm-hmm. They're getting less time. You know,
yeah,
less per ounce
because we're a greedy corporation.
That's, but no, it's still inflation. You can call it shrinkflation, you call it inflation or whatever. The per ounce price or the per unit price or whatever is changing for the goods. Now they might be increasing it when they don't have to. The point is, they can. And why can they? They're going to keep doing this until they find that magical point where they get the highest amount of volume and the highest amount of money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And what changed was all the trillions of dollars that we're throwing out there into the economy. And that's it. They're always doing this. They're doing the same thing,
by the way, this
4 or 5 years ago.
Totally antithetical to Michelle Obama's position where you shouldn't eat Oreos.
I know. We want more Oreos.
And he's
more
there.
Oreos.
He is there, but on display. The Oreos mm-hmm. were on display.
Yeah.
And Michelle Obama would not have any of that. So that's the thing with Michelle's president. You can don't expect a video like this.
I got to fact check some
Super Bowl
stuff.
Snacks are carrots and homemade Greek yogurt ranch.
Yeah. Man. Greek yogurt ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I got to fact check some of these. He said bottles are getting smaller. Are the bottles themselves getting smaller? Is there the same amount of liquid, but they're not, you know, keeping as much of the extra airspace in there? They're trying to save plastic.
As far as I know,
like, what's going on?
I still see 20-ounce bottles and 32-ounce bottles and 16.9-ounce bottles.
I got a 16.9-ounce bottle right here, and I feel like that's kind of the normal size of bottle of water that you used to get. I'm not sure. I mean, this is not a four-year-old bottle of water right here. I just got this like last week. So I want to check some of the shrinkflation stuff, but clearly they do it. The point is, it's just another chance for them to blame greedy corporations for doing what they have always done, and they're going to continue doing it for the rest of all time, unless they decide to come in here and do some kind of price controls, or to fix shrinkflation, you're going to have to do content controls, or you're not allowed to decrease the amount of stuff in a bag. Who decided what the right amount of stuff in the bag is? Well, you're telling me that in 2019, we were at the right amount of stuff in the bag. That was the time, man. Right there, perfect amount of ounces in a bag.
That was the right amount of Oreos in those trays.
Okay, so in the next few segments, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about Biden and whether or not he's all there. The answer is no, by the way. Shocker. We'll be going over the Jon Stewart clip from his first show back. And the Senate passing the $95 billion aid to Ukraine and Israel and all that stuff. And then, of course, we'll be doing everyone's favorite show, Dumb Bleep of the Week, on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.